Okay, welcome one, welcome all. This is Exposure Theory. I'm excited to share this with you. I wrote down a lot of the key points on a piece of paper. I'm trying not to show you guys, trying to give you too early of a preview. But so this is basically part one of the show. Chess move. All right, so I want to, first off, I don't want to spend any time on my phone on this one, so I'm going to put it on vibrate, silent.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so what is exposure theory? Well, exposure theory at the root of everything, it sounds like a cult. It's going to sound like zone theory from Tim and Eric, but it's not. What exposure theory truly is it's the whole concept of save your assets, not your money. And the truth is, I should revise that, save your assets, not your cash. Because cash used to be money in the 70s before Tricky Dick Nixon took us off the gold standard. Now, why would he do that? I don't know. To this day, I don't know if anybody really knows. The dollar was no longer backed by gold. No currency in the world really is backed by gold anymore. So there is no point in saving currencies. Cash in any kind. And that goes for digital currencies as well. Anybody who tells me that Bitcoin or Ethereum is valuable is an idiot. Let me just put it that way. Yeah, I don't like Bitcoin bros. Bitcoin bros don't like me. We have a mutual understanding. I try to stay off their territory. They usually stomp into mine. That's okay. So in exposure theory, the whole goal is to save your assets, not your money, right? Because assets, at the end of the day, are more valuable than money. One of the key ideas is to collect as many types of assets as you can that will appreciate in value over time. And the whole, let me just kind of elaborate on that. You want to get exposure to any asset. You want to either buy it directly, get an ETF that exposes you to that asset class in any way, shape, or form. I think it's good to own as many different assets within an asset class as you truly can. I do believe there are points in which owning every asset in a specific asset class may not be the best idea in the world. So you want to try to own the best assets within each asset class. Now, first let me explain what an asset class is. Simply put, stocks. The stock market. Stocks are an asset class. Bonds are another type of asset class. Commodities, like example would be gold and silver. Commodities is its own asset class. You could even say that currencies, even though I don't agree with this, are their own asset class. Even though I don't see currency as an asset, I do see it as a tool to buy assets. That's another key point. And I don't want to be too on script, but I do want to keep my key points in line to make sure it makes sense. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So, like I said, you want to try to obtain legitimate ETFs that expose you to other asset classes. This is important I'm sorry if I'm stumbling on my words a little bit. But the goal is to find ETFs that give you legitimate exposure, access to real assets. There are ETFs that even give you access to gold. I don't know how much I trust some of those gold ETFs. I do have a few shares, but not many. like I said, I try to expose myself to as many different asset classes as possible. Before we head off any further, I want to go over some testimonials. Well, not too many. I'm going to do a testimonial every now and then. First testimonial is from my good friend Jeremy Lefebvre. Jeremy Lefebvre says, "My hair grew its color back, and I am now stress-free thanks to exposure theory." Thank you, Jeremy. That's really kind. I appreciate Jeremy's kind words. He understands the importance of exposure theory, that you do want to be exposed to as many different asset classes as you can, and that the more asset classes you're exposed to, the better. Do you, like I said, do you have to be exposed to every asset within each asset class? No. You can technically be exposed to the total bond market through the Vanguard ETF. There's one of them. I don't know all the symbols. I'm not going to go over the symbols either because I don't want to give any recommendations. This is all theory. This is all not financial advice, more like just educational purposes, as always. Porpoises. Anyway. So the next thing I want to talk about within exposure theory is 10% cash in your portfolio. You want to try to maintain 10% of your portfolio as simply cash. Now, why would I even suggest this when I said that basically cash is worthless? Well, remember, cash is a tool, to buy assets. That's the best way to look at cash. It is valueless, but it becomes valuable when applied to real assets, right? That's the key. So you do want to try to keep 10% on hand as much as possible. 10% of your portfolio should be cash. It doesn't have to be consistent. And these are just numbers that I work with. Doesn't mean you need to work with the same numbers. You can keep 20% cash, 30%. It's good to have a cash cushion in your portfolio because if a bear market happens, you're going to want to buy a decent amount of stocks during a bear market because stocks are valuable. Stocks are my main bread and butter. I'm just going to put this out there. I believe in stocks more than anything. Most of my portfolio truthfully consists of stocks. I don't believe in portfolio weighting. I think portfolio weighting is stupid. You just buy and hold whatever the hell is valuable, and you don't ever sell it. Now, the goal is to try to expose yourself to assets that you'd want to buy and hold forever that consistently pay you to be exposed to them in some form or fashion. Simple as that. And that's the way I like it. Way it makes me happy. It floats my boat. Makes me come. Anyway, Yeah, so 10%, that should be the consistent. If you want to do 5%, you could even do lower than that. You can do 3%, I don't care. It's really up to you. Or you can have no cash in your portfolio. That doesn't matter to me. What really matters in the long run is the 10% cash in your portfolio, while I consider it a constant in my life, doesn't have to be a constant in your life, but at least have cash. I always say have a cash cushion in general because you never know what life is going to throw at you. So try to always have a ton of cash on standby, whether it's in your checking account. Cash hoarding is not a bad thing. Even though I don't believe in saving money, I believe in having money available at all times. At the bare minimum, $10,000. $10,000 in your checking, I think, is a good... People act like I'm crazy, but it really... If you work your ass off and you live as cheaply as you can, $10,000 is feasible. But yeah, anyway, it's good to have a $10,000 cash cushion. You never know when you'll need that money. Never know when you need it. And don't call it a rainy day fund. That's stupid. I just think it's just a whenever I want it fund. I may want to buy more stocks. I want to have that money on standby, man. But I do believe it's good to be exposed to assets that are productive, that pay you. That's my main shtick. But exposure theory, the whole idea of exposure theory is to legitimately be exposed to as many different asset classes as you can muster. Oil, gold, silver, I don't care. You know, any sort of precious metal, you name it. Eventually, you do run out of different asset classes that you can expose yourself to. So I do believe that having some leveraged ETFs is another point I wanted to make, actually. I think I marked it on here. Hold on. Leveraged ETFs. Did I put that on this paper? Ah, yes. So my theory is... Power on. Anyway, my theory is that you want to gain minimal exposure to a variety of leveraged ETFs. If you can gain exposure to a variety of leveraged ETFs, well, that means leveraged ETFs are basically something that, in a sense, does the inverse of whatever it's monitoring. So, for example, I love this example, the Bitty. Fun fact, 15% of my portfolio right now is in the Bitty, but I also bought Bitcoin really early on and never sold it. So my Bitcoin position has skyrocketed, but I don't believe in Bitcoin. Just bought it early on, got it at a good deal. So I like to bet against it. The more it goes up, the more I bet against it. So using a leveraged ETF like the Bitty allows me to bet against the price, essentially. So if Bitcoin goes up, the Bitty goes down in share price. But if Bitcoin goes down, the Bitty goes up in share price. I have been buying the Bitty on the dip because I believe that Bitcoin's worthless, and I do believe that eventually it will crash, as it should. I think my camera might be failing a little bit. I saw it kind of go glitchy. But anyway, like I said, the whole idea of exposure theory is to gain exposure to all sorts of different assets. And also, not just assets. This is the second part of the theory that we're going to get into here in part two of exposure theory. And that not just assets that are important. We'll go over what part two entails. Check out the next video. You're going to like this. Maybe you probably won't. I don't know. See you on the next episode. See you on part two.